my second top moneymaker, I am completely eliminating.
See, that's the thing. And that's what I was going to say. Like, because for the next year, you got to do some things that are like almost completely, based on your goals, completely different.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shand. Let's get it.
Welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast. Y'all can tell we have fun before the episode because Joe said he wants more money.
And so. He's a constant slacker.
First of all.
Joe's done a good job. I think everybody on the team has done a really good job this year getting to know everybody's style. And I think you never stop getting to know your the people that you work with. But I think we've done pretty good this year.
I think so, too. I just wish that my water was over here.
Well, last year. We've done really good last year.
I brought a very almost completely drink water, but my show water is there.
Oh, that is my specific. I opened that for
you. The one David's been playing with?
Yeah, I opened that yesterday.
Yeah, you opened my water.
Anyway, so we are here. At the Social Proof Podcast. Really excited to be here. Dottie and I.
We're at the top of a new year.
Absolutely. It's a brand new year. It's a brand new year, brand new day. We're excited to make brand new money, brand new relationships.
Hey, it's a whole lot.
Are we
of
making
stuff.
Brand new relationships or are we doing the same old relationships?
Both. We're doing both. Yeah.
What percentage? 70-30? Do you do like 70%? People that you rock with and 30% new, what would be a formula for that?
We have to think through it. What was your formula in last year?
I didn't have one.
I didn't have one either.
But, well, hindsight, looking back, I've got a brand new staff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we're looking at that.
Between Joe and Jen, they've been here, but, well, Donald, too, you've been rocking with us for a minute. Well, Joe, he got brand new.
Yeah. He is somebody new. What's good, JoJo?
What's good, Joe? What's up, man?
Nothing's good? I mean, everything is good. True for self. Everything's all good.
It's but
all
nothing's good. Up?
It's all the way up.
Okay.
All the way up.
And it can be even more up.
Okay.
And for it's sure. going to be more up.
Okay.
As you know, I've been doing a lot of reflecting. Good. A lot of, you know...
Sounds like busy work. He's about to give us a whole lot of busy work.
No, I think he's about to reflect.
He's about to give us... Just wait on it. He got bars coming.
Wait on it.
Okay.
I jumped back in 6-figure accelerator.
Wow. Go, Joe.
And I saw you invest in Darius Daniels.
I hired a coach and mentor.
Yes, you did. I saw you hired Darius because the emotional wellness.
He's really good for you, too.
Yeah. Because you told me, you said... Stop, enough of writing down, Joe. And I said, okay, cool. It's time to take some action.
Yes.
So I've been taking action and, you know, it was like a quick investment. I saw the ad and I jumped on it ASAP. I didn't think about it. I didn't worry about the price.
Like
I saw the ad and I said, yo, this is it. Swiped up, got my credit card out. Didn't care what the price was. Like whatever it was, I was going to pay it.
Let's go.
And, you hear this conversation?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, I was going to pay.
And me and Mark sat and we talked for like how long yesterday? A long time yesterday, just about really just me executing next year. Well, starting now, really. And just getting to it. And really, that's like, my conversation is different. Who I am is different. My boundaries are different. Everything about me is different now. And I appreciate being called new because I am a new person. Because if I don't become a new person, I'll be in the same place next year.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen, he's so focused on the work that he don't even realize that we already in the new year, son.
Let's go. Really, man, really excited for you. Really excited.
Happy New Year to you, Joe.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Joe.
Thank you. Happy New Year to y'all, too.
Absolutely.
Well, Donnie, how was your week?
My week has been amazing. It's it seems like the week flew by.
Yeah, for
actually,
sure.
It was really, really fast.
Really fast. Since the last time we did an episode, it was crazy.
Yeah, really fast. Let's see.
Any new realizations?
Any new realizations? New realizations. I can't wait to. You know what? I can't wait to delegate more. So I have a client that I am coaching, and he has been struggling for like the last 4 months that we've been working together to really figure out what he wants to do. When he hired me, he was in one type of business, a very successful company, multiple six figures in credit repair. And so we're building out all this stuff for his credit repair program and ready to take that to the next level. And then he comes to a session and suddenly says, I'm completely out of credit repair. I don't want to do this. I hate it. It's just a skill set that I have, but I don't like to do it. And I'm like, well, we've wasted some time. But what do you, I like that challenge because I want to know, well, what do you want to do? So it turns out that he's really, really, really proficient in automations. And he wants to serve other entrepreneurs and other CEOs by implementing automations in their company. Right. And it just works out because the person who I have currently that does automations, they're out of the country and they're moving to a different country and they're going to be doing different work. So I'm like, man, I need someone else that can do these automations. And so just working with him behind the scenes, kind of step by step, watching him figure out these processes, I'm like, I found my person. So that is exciting. I believe in this year, I'm going to be focused on adding a couple more people to my team. My business is so flowy, like it just flows, that I don't need like a whole lot of people. Yeah. But with some new directions that we're going in and things, I will need some additional support, helping me to better position the podcast and making sure that I'm using that content and things like that. Things that I just don't have time to do. I'm going to probably bring on, I don't have an assistant. So I'll bring on an assistant maybe this year.
Good, good. I got a question for you. It's a very serious question. 2021 was an amazing year. Any anxiety around not being able to do it again?
None.
I think I was sitting back and I'm looking at like all that we've accomplished in 2021. And I'm like, ooh, I got to take it to another level.
You got to go to the next level.
Got to go to another level. So I had a chance to sit down with kind of the accounting team. And I told her, yo, I need the six biggest income streams that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Like what brought in the most money? And then the six biggest expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some of the streams that contributed to a good year were good, but I think I'm going to lean away from them and drive even deeper into the things that that brought in the most money.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, goodness gracious, the after, you know, kind of like all the government money and all that kind of stuff, things were flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Was this like the golden era for entrepreneurs? And then we go back to people not having money or being too tight with the money. And at the end of the year, it seems like in motivation hour space, people spend less money. Because they're not like focused on the business. Am I saying, well, the run is over, or is it just this time of season, this time of year?
Yeah. So that's a mindset that I'm very intentional about not owning.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that
at a moment.
Yeah, I learned that at an like early, before I was even a real entrepreneur, like not real, but I was in network marketing and people would make excuses like, man, we're at the end of the year. Nobody's buying. Nobody's signing up. And really what you put in is what you get out. I remember November 2021 being the biggest income year for the whole month. I'm sorry, being the biggest income month for the whole year.
Is that November?
November of 2021 was my biggest income month for the whole year, right? And then December was my typical month. So I didn't go backwards. I didn't, you know, it was just my typical, regular, typical month. I think it's about the way. So one of the keys that I do is I study the psychology of my customers. So I know that my customers are not going to prioritize a big ticket or high ticket course.
Where's my phone? I'm sorry. I want to see. That just reminded me. I wanted to look at something. It's where?
Right. On my right leg. That's your right over there. Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I understand the psychology of my customers, and I dig really deep into it, which is why I preach studying your data and your metrics so much. Mm-hmm. Because what you can do now, the data from this year, you'll use for next year, and you'll be able to say, okay, well, in January of last year, I did this, so I'm about on track of what I should be expecting or not, right? Yep. Anyway, so I know that statistically, in like a December, at least my customer base, and we're in the information space, people aren't prioritizing high ticket courses like that. Yeah. If you understand the psychology and you're in the information space, you'll transition away from high ticket courses. You won't do well if you're trying to just focus on your high ticket course. Yeah. Not for most of us. So then you want to move to things like, well, let's do a workshop. Let's do a masterclass. Let's do something that gets people prepared for the next year. That's how you're going to, this is a great time. Like the end of the year is a great time to test new products and offers out because that are not as high ticket, because people will say yes to the $200, $300, $400 before they'll say yes to the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 thing, because their priorities are different. They're going to be traveling more. So that's more money that they're spending. And then they're also focused on purchasing gifts and things and hosting event dinners and stuff like that. So you want to get into the psychology of your audience and say, how can I serve them and help them get a result, but not put so much pressure on their pocketbook?
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. That was something I was really going over. Like, one, the goal is bigger in 2022. But like, it's just these, kind of the thoughts that creep up. And I don't know if I'm the only person that deals with, what is it called? It's called something. It's imposter syndrome. What is imposter syndrome, Joe? What does that mean? It means something.
So imposter syndrome, that means pretty much where the views of other people rule over your mind. So it's like, if Donnie would say, David, you'll never amount to anything. You will believe into that and never accomplish anything until you actually get over that.
I thought imposter syndrome was you're acting in a way, like, let's say you have like some success or something. You don't believe that you either deserve it or you feel like you got lucky. That's imposter syndrome, right?
Yes, it.
So yeah, I was like later last year, later in 2021, I was really thinking through that. I said, yo, am I that good? I don't know. Or did people rock with me for a season? Or did something happen where I was associated with a certain group of people? And if I'm no longer associated with the group, then I won't really amount to much. That's imposter syndrome. I dealt with imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I'm good now, though. I really do believe I'm a champion. And next year is going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no doubts that I can duplicate last year's results. I have no doubt that I can duplicate those results. But we're talking about magnifying them now. Yeah. And I know what vehicles I plan to use in order to achieve those goals. Mm. But I can see it. So at the top of last year, I wanted 7 figures, but I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Right? I didn't see exactly how I was going to make it happen. This year, we want multiple 7 figures, and I see it. How it's going to happen. Now it's just about making it happen.
Yeah.
So looking at like what you were saying, going through and looking at your data and analytics and saying, what were my top 6 money makers? And then what were my top 3 expenses? For me, I'm doing the same thing, but I know my second top money maker, I am completely eliminating.
See, that's the thing. And that's what I was going to say. Like, because for the next year, you got to do some things that are like almost completely, based on your goals, completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So Josh, I was talking to Josh one time and he said, well, I make 8 figures, but some of them do this and some of them do that. Some of them do 3 million. Then like he said, they're up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Throughout the year, they're up and down. One month, this one's up. Next month, that one's down. Something else is up. And it's like a juggling thing. And he said, I'm eliminating all of that. And I want to focus on one $50 million business.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to think, that's scary. What if you get it wrong?
The beauty about this is you just start over. You just start over. So if you choose the wrong direction, you just literally start over in a new direction, right? If you would last year have eliminated the t-shirt brand Sleep is for Suckers and it was an epic fail, just start it again. So we put so much pressure. We put so much pressure on ourselves to make a decision that most people just never end up making a decision. Mm-hmm. There are certain people who think at a higher level that can say, okay, I've been doing this too long. Let me snap out of it and make a decision. But that's why it's so important to be the example and have these conversations and let people know that we're behind the scenes too. Like, man, what if I make the wrong move? Yeah. But then the next episode, we're talking about we made the move. Yeah. Make the move.
Sure.
And if it goes wrong, just make another move.
100%. Yo, speaking of which, Mark, come here, man. So I would love for, because we're starting to talk about our time and our energy, where we put our time and energy into. So Mark comes up with an amazing idea. It's an amazing idea. And he mentions it to me, but I think he went and got and rallied support from the rest of the team. Right? So he's like,
why your team always be teaming up against you? Like, let's all present this offer at one time.
He came up and was like, yo, man, I already talked to Joe, talked to Jen, talked to Donald. They're all excited about it. And I said, first off, I like that. That you starting off the negotiation right. I like that. But we talked about it today, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. And like, we really, for an hour and some change, we go back and forth. I want to make sure I'm not bugging, because I think that the dialogue was really, really good and it's podcast worthy. So I want you to explain to Donnie your concept, and I want to hear her perspective.
Is this the thing that he was saying Donnie would be down
for? Yeah. You might be. You never know.
Okay, Donnie. Thank you for bracing us with your presence. One. Another thing.
he be pre-framing. Like, he just...
The whole pre-frame.
So, the idea is to build out a podcast streaming company, streaming service, because I have yet to actually see a service where, like, it's a Netflix, where there's other content that's exclusive, because what ends up happening for the consumer is that we're really bombarded with millions of different podcasts that we may not want to, you know, actually follow. So the top podcast that I know that I do follow is Breakfast Club, Drink Champs, EYL, and of course, Sleep is for Suckers, Social Proof Podcast. But if Dave actually hand-selected 100 other podcasts that I could be interested in that may be health, fitness, or education, different areas, I also think it would also be beneficial because of someone like my mom, who is not an entrepreneur. So she works at the Waffle House in Virginia. So I'm like, okay, cool. She would be invested into the fitness aspect or just different areas that he may not focus on, but with the community, I feel like it would actually grow.
And he's talking about different podcasts with different genres and different topics. And it's a streaming platform. And how much a month?
$10, $9.99.
$10 a month. And what we do is we find 100, all you do is find 100 podcasters and they give us how much?
$5,000.
$5,000 to be on the platform.
To be on the platform. To put as
their,
a license.
Their podcast video on our platform. But we don't pay them royalties because they pay us.
No, they're going to pay us in order to be on the platform because it's just like another ad. Another ad incentive. Like, we pay Facebook for an ad. We pay different services. So if I know that if I'm a podcaster and I'm only getting 200 to 300, let's say, views on YouTube, I know that if I have access to Dave's community, that could actually grow in my community. Like, you know, my podcast can actually be, you know, something else. It could be
so
something
how
greater.
Does the podcaster make money if they're paying us only?
Okay, so the podcaster is paying you for, like, I guess the ad aspect of it, but they're making money because now their following is finally growing. We're going to put all their information in the description. as well as if they have an ad or something like that, we can also put that in there. Because if someone is willing to pay to be on our site, to be, you know, to actually grow their community, I think that that's the whole price of, you know, when you want to get your name out there.
So is this streaming service different from the network?
So what did I say?
All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I got to tell you, finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay, so check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. Okay, thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
Stream service different than the network.
What do you mean by that? Network.
Mm-hmm. So we're already talking about a network. How is that different than the streaming service?
So what I said was, remember I said, yo, this would be good as a platform for, you know, for the network to expose the people on our network.
Mm-hmm.
But its concept is different. It's for all podcasters.
Right.
And then you only find 100 podcasters that are going to give exclusive content. And I was like, why would I put my podcast on there when I don't have that big of a following, and YouTube and all that kind of stuff is organic?
Yeah, I understand that. But again, if you take my good friend Joe here, right? He has a few hundred views on some of his podcasts. But if he has access to your platform and your following, he may now have 1,000, you know, 2,000, 3,000.
But we're assuming, views. Here's my thing.
Okay.
We're assuming, we see the numbers on Instagram. I might have 200 and something thousand followers. We're assuming that because I have 200,000 followers and we have this website, that Joe's on this website that's mine, that those 200,000 translate to this website. And it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way. But that's why you and the community that's actually, that you selected will grow it.
Right.
Right.
So the people that I'm not paying that pay me,
yeah,
promote the site that they're not getting paid on.
Yes. Mm-mm. They're not getting paid for it, but think of it. It's just like another ad. Like, I understand what you're saying too, but for me, it makes sense because...
So I hear where you're going with it, but okay. The gap is in monetization for the podcaster, right? Because why would I promote this Social Proof network that's not going to make me any money, rather than just sending people to my YouTube?
Because, again, you don't have access to Dave's following.
Okay, so $5,000, I'll run ads.
You run ads, but you may still be bombarded with other podcasts as opposed to only 10 within my category. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, if... how can I say? If, right?
Yes.
I know, Dave, you were on EYL's network, right? Mm-hmm. And it's only a hand select full of people that were on there.
Yes.
I'm unsure how much you paid to be on that network.
Yeah, but it's not like, yo, if it's not like...
Right?
Right, so...
It's not the same, though.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not like people go to EYL and say, ooh, I wonder what podcast they got under them. They go to them because they love their show.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't... Just because Joe is on my network... So, for instance, one way networks work is... Joe might release his videos,
mm-hmm.
but instead of on his own YouTube channel, it goes on my YouTube channel. So yes, now he has access and he get a notification from all the people who got their notifications on for mine, right? So I promote on my YouTube page, Jovan's podcast. And that's the way a lot of networks work,
mm-hmm.
where that's more beneficial because, like I was telling you, 50% of the people watching this right now aren't subscribed.
And then also, so in...
Which is, I'm sorry, y'all should subscribe.
Subscribe,
right,
share.
Now, please. Go.
Comment. Rate. Which is the difference between the Netflix concept. So you're thinking Netflix, right? But Netflix gives people deals to bring their show on. And then Netflix recoups their money through the streaming that the viewers do, right? So these movies aren't paying Netflix to be on the Netflix platform unless there's a different category that I don't know about. Netflix is saying, hey, I want your work to put on our, and we're going to cut you a check.
Yes.
A network, what the network play, though, is saying, you can only get this show on this, like we can't watch Power anywhere but Stars. Mm-hmm. It's not a streaming service. It's a network on the Amazon or wherever it streams in several different places, right? But you can only get it on Stars. So Power isn't trying to build its fan base via Stars and YouTube.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. So the whole more reason I was, we were just having a good dialogue, but my position is I got to figure out where to allocate my time, energy, and attention. Everything we do has opportunity costs. When you decide to get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, there is an opportunity. There's a cost to that opportunity. It's going to cost you something. Like me and my wife, we're talking like, this maybe like last week we had a conversation and she said, ooh, I want another child. I'm like, let's make a face like, and she's like, you don't want another baby? I'm like, it's not that I don't want another one, but I don't need it. I don't know how to say
it. I don't have another one.
It's not like I would be mad if she's pregnant right now. Mm-hmm. But we're not going through all the timing and it's time, the ovulation. And all, we're not going to try to have a child. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I have more love to give, but I'm looking at not even from a business perspective, but it's going to cost me something. It's going to cost me time with my daughter. And my daughter cost me time with my other daughter. And both of those children cost me time with my wife. And we have to ask ourselves in business, if I have these three, like I said, there's six things that I know for sure will make me money in 2022. And the reason I'm asking for the six is not so I can focus on all the six. I'm putting them side by side to see which ones I'm going to cut off. That's the whole purpose of me asking for the six things that, whether it was the content creation bootcamp, a launch a podcast challenge, podcast revenue. I'm asking for the six because I'm looking to cut three. I'm looking to say, well, this one made me some money, but if I put the same time, energy, and attention into the top three, it doesn't carry. Like, for instance, let's say I made $300,000 on the content creation bootcamp. And the morning meetup did, let's just say, 300,000. If I stop doing the content creation bootcamp, it's not like, oh, well, I'll make an extra 300,000. It really means I take time from this and this goes to nine. This triples, this quadruples, because I'm able to put my time, energy, and attention into it. So it's not, I think with some tweaking, you're on the right track and it could be a really, really good idea. But even the best idea for me right now, it's going to cost me too much because I know our goal next year, 10,000 people in a morning meetup. Did I tell you about that? Mm-hmm. So I'm having a conversation with Terry and I say, you know, I want to do this. My focus is taking morning meetup 3,000. And Terry says, why not 10? 10 sounds like a much better number. You could do 10,000. She starts talking about all the reasons why 10,000 is better. You got 200,000 followers and you only need 10% of that. And da, 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 da. I'm like, you're right. And I had an AD Dolphin moment.
Just go for the 10. Just go for the 10. So what are the three things that you're thinking about cutting off?
I don't know. She got to send it. So we went through all of them mm-hmm. and I just got to see them side by side. But also,
you have one that you know I'm done with that.
I also look for the top.
See how he doesn't like to share?
Yes.
No,
I'll go into it because okay. I want to know what you're talking about. But I also asked for the top six expenses. Mm-hmm. I want to know where the money's going too.
Yep.
Should I show you like the entire build out of what that would look like as well as like the system of it?
Of the
streaming
platform?
Yes.
I mean, streaming? Mm-mm. We're not. All right. Do you want to get into a conversation we had to add? Like, once I realized why this is silly and why we can't do this?
No. We're not going to get into all of that. All right, cool. But I'm just saying.
So anyway.
It wouldn't be a good use of your time.
It wouldn't be a good use of his time or his brand. You know what I mean? So anyway, top six. I want to know where the money's coming from in top
but
six.
But I like that you were very innovative, because the streaming 100%. Service is great. Just figure out why somebody would want to be exclusive and why they want to pay for, how does it benefit the talent? Figure that out. Come back to the table.
And that's okay. Remember, and I was like, yo, I like that builder. I like the concept, but probably for the podcast network, but we wouldn't charge the people to be on the network. We just, that'd be a good way to display. We can all be promoting the going to the website. But the website will be their YouTube videos, so we can get YouTube views. And it'll be their audio, where it'll go to their audio. So it's another way to promote them, which goes into another, a whole other play that I'm already leaning towards.
Okay.
So, but anyway, top six of where the money's coming from, top six of where it's going. And then I realized, I started looking at payroll, and the number she said, I said, well, how much do we pay in per month? And she said a number. And I said, no, I want to know like how much just for the month. And she said, yeah, that's the number. I was like, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Ain't no, who?
Ain't no way, boy.
What?
That joint was crazy.
Who? Your payroll shouldn't be more than 30-35% max of your monthly revenue. Your monthly payroll shouldn't be more than 30-35%.
It's about that, but the number's still high. It's still too high.
Growing a business.
Yeah, but I started looking at.
But is it necessary?
Is it necessary?
Is it necessary?
It can be there, but is it is there a better way to do that? So don't worry, you guys are safe.
I was like,
but next month.
That's next why month, I shut up real quick. Yeah. Like, is it necessary? I ain't getting nobody in trouble.
Your name was on there. Yeah. Your name was on there. No, but, and it's just like, not even like affiliate stuff, just like the recurring. I said, let's, because I see it now. But there's so many things that we probably, even on a personal level, you probably need to know where your money's coming from and your top expenses in your household and say, yo, what can we cut? You got HBO Max, you got Amazon Prime, and Netflix. Do you need them all?
Yes.
Okay, whatever he's about to say.
I do. I mean, no, you can cut HBO because HBO you can find inside of Prime.
See?
Well, anyway, that's what I am. You and I had a conversation like a month ago where Dave is, I won't say forcing me, but encouraging me to be more podcaster.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Can you imagine Donnie's own show
on the network?
Of course.
Of course it's going to be on the network. Oh,
Donnie, live calls. I would love to listen to you hear you chew people out. I would be tuned.
Why do people think I chew people out?
You just chewed me out last week.
I don't chew people
somebody
out.
Somebody else need to get this work.
Well, we got one coming for sure.
No, you would definitely have a dope podcast for sure. Oh, right? It would be for sure.
Dave is encouraging me to take podcasting more seriously, to be more involved, even with just this podcast, as well as on my own. And the hangup has not been because I didn't want to. I'm busy. However, I am eliminating my second highest top income stream next year. So because...
That sounds like growth. When you're willing to let money go, that's how you know. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go. Wait.
I need you to explain to me, why would you let go of your second highest...
I need an explanation,
not because like... It needs to make sense to me, because when I reach that level, I want to be like, okay, I know why I'm letting this go.
My second highest stream of income is holding me hostage.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it, Dottie.
I have no time. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's relative, right? So I look at my calendar and obviously I have a lot of time where I can fit things in. But like, I don't know. Can you see this? Don't get the close-up on my nails because it's time to get them done, right? But you know, like this is all these colors is what my calendar that looks camera. Like, right?
That one.
Oh, this one. Yeah. All these colors is what my calendar it, looks like. This is this was just for the last month of December, right? I'm not showing you current month. That's what my calendar looks like. And so in order for me to strengthen my partnership with David and in order for my personal brand to grow, I have to cut out what is taking up all this time. Also, I'm in a position now where I have proven my concept. I have proven my concept and I know how to make money hand over fist, and I don't have to hustle for money anymore. So my second highest income, you know, stream started as a hustle for money and really just kind of getting it up. But there are other things that I could be doing. I could work smarter. So I'm thinking about how can I work smarter and still serve at the level that I serve and make more money all at the same time. But if I don't have the time to even venture out into these things, it's just not going to happen.
Yep. That is called maturity. She probably looked at her streams and says, yo, this one got to go. So even when I ask for the six, it's not like if something looks off where it's the second highest or the highest, in one major stream, I'm thinking through not relying on that stream anymore. Like that it is what it is. That's what you have to do to go to another level. You have to cut some things because it might be making more money, but it's taking all of your time. But with that freed up time, you can do less and make more because you're leaning in. Think about some things that you can make money with without taking much time. Let me put it this way. Let's say something you're spending 2 hours a week on. Okay, let's do like the let me ask you a question. So the morning meetup is an hour a day for 5 days, right? So it's 5 hours a week. Would you rather?
What's up, podcaster or soon to be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. 2 full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you know right now yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code Big Deal. That triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
Do that and make $5,000, or do one-on-one where you're spending most of your day, right? You might have every day you got, four calls every day. Four calls every day and scattered throughout the day. So you really can't do a whole lot because you got to be right back for a call. Let's say you got 4 hours. Would you rather work 5 hours a week and make $5,000 or work 20 hours a week and make $50,000? Four times the amount of time, but 10 times the income. What would you rather do?
I'd take the five. I'd definitely take the five because it's less
time. But it's $50,000.
It's $50,000, but my thing is now is that time is more important than money. If I can have my time, more time to myself or more time to my family, more time to my friends or more time to my business, or it's like just really just sit and think. Because I think being mentally exhausted is worse than being tired.
100%.
So it's just, if I can say, I take the 5,000, run that up and say, cool, I'll take 1,000 or 2,000 of that, put it into ads, into what I'm already doing, and just continue to slowly just build that up. So like, they call it the trickle effect, where just the water's just dripping and dripping and dripping into the bucket until it just fills up and gets bigger.
So you understand how Donnie can say, this big amount of money is costing me too much money.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but I am at a place where I can afford to do that, right? So when we use the $5,000 and $50,000 method, if you would have asked me that question even 3 or 4 years ago. Give me the 50 all day. I'm doing my 20 hours a week or whatever, 20 hours a month, whatever you said that number was, I'm doing it. I have been doing it up until now, right? Because we got to get some stability. I'm not going to give the right answer that sounds good. I'm looking at my bills. I'm looking at today's goals. I'm looking at how well my family is doing, and I'm doing what I have to do. But Donnie Wiggins has officially done what she's had to do for long enough. And there's still an element of doing what I have to do. It's just what I have to do now looks different.
Yo, but I think that happens, that occurs at all levels.
Absolutely.
There are some people who work a job and you know you need to be writing your book, but your boss calls you and says, hey, we need you to work a double today. And you go take the $100 versus writing the book. Or you like there are more hours at your job you could pick up. And we say things like, well, I got to go get the money right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a decision. That money is costing you too much money.
Mm-hmm.
And money that you're about to go get.
Overtime makes no sense at all. Because if you work overtime at a job and they tell you to come in more, you wind up making less than what you actually put in.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah.
Because they rape you in Texas. I used to, my job, I used to work at a call center. And I'd be like, yo, like, yeah, I would definitely do overtime being here, like, working, like, 50, 60 hours a week. And I'm like, yo, it's not making sense. Yeah, and I stopped doing overtime.
That's why I've never seen someone get a second job and it solves their problem.
I was going to say, that's why I've never had a second job. I have never, even at my brokest.
Nope. It seems like I had the same problems.
I had a job and then I had a hustle, which might have been like, I had a job and I was doing loans or some mortgages, you know, doing something, but not necessarily your typical job. I wasn't leaving a 9 to 5 and then working a 6 to 10. I've never had a second job because I've always believed that two jobs are for two people, number one. And two jobs are for two people. And when you really calculate it, like for most people who work a full-time job, you only work a part-time job like 4 hours, 6 hours max. Mm-hmm. Part-time jobs aren't out here paying $50 an hour, not jobs, yeah. Right? And that was the problem. So if I go in and I work at a drugstore for my part-time job and I'm making, what, $10 an hour, I'm really telling myself that $40 a day is enough for me to barely make it home to put my daughter to sleep and fix dinner. And $40? No.
Then you're so tired.
I'm going to figure out how to make $40 right. Some other kind
then
of
then you're
way.
So tired and you got to order food. And it costs...
Mm-hmm.
$40.
So you're really not coming up. And so early for me, like for anybody who is in that position where you're working a second job, like for me, when I needed the money and I needed the full-time job and I really thought I needed a part-time job, when I started interviewing and seeing what these, like for real, $40. Okay, $40. So then if Deja has to stay in school after school a little longer, or I have to pay somebody to pick her up because her dad's working too, or I got to order food because I'm too tired to cook, I am not making a profit. I then started getting the mindset of what else could I do to at least make $40 but have my time. So I started back then an eBay store. I didn't have any money to go anywhere anyway. I was selling my clothes that everybody was saying, you know, oh, you dress so cute. I don't like to repeat outfits a whole lot. So instead of just being a collector of all these items that I didn't have, I started an eBay store and started selling my clothes. Then I ran out of stuff to sell, but I got hip. I would go into other discount retailers and resell the products. So I go in and I go to their clearance rack and I'm like, okay, I can get this for $4. I could resell this for $15, start making money. And then, you know, a friend and I got together and we opened a clothing store. And that just kind of is how it's, that's literally the journey of how it started. The second job was not for me, but making money was. Yeah. And you just have to figure out what you, everybody has something right now. Yeah. Right now, whether you can start tutoring somebody in something, like who's the one person you can call to help tutor somebody in how to set up a better live video feed, how to set up your camera equipment. Can you hop on a Zoom with somebody and teach them how to set up their camera equipment or how to position their lights? Can you hop on a Zoom and teach somebody some algebra or some calculus? Can you hop on a Zoom and do a closet consultation? Like, just, we got to get rid of the excuses.
100%. So I
think... You have the time. You're just doing the wrong stuff with your time.
Exactly.
You're doing the wrong stuff.
We all have enough time. We got the same amount of time as Oprah. We got the same amount of time as Tyler Perry. We got the same amount of time as Kevin Hart. All these really successful people. I'm sorry.
I've never seen Beyonce do dishes.
Oh, I'm sure Beyonce does dishes. But Donnie Wiggins don't do dishes. So
she
now what?
Not do dishes her whole life.
No, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of that, like, I got two already, one on the way. I don't have the same time.
Yeah, eat on paper plates. don't have time to do dishes?
I'm just saying that as an example.
But I'm giving you an answer to that example. So there's always, you're just doing the wrong thing. And that's literally what I don't do. I can't tell you the last time I've washed a dish in my house. First, I have a housekeeper. But even between a housekeeper, the house still has to stay clean. I recognized early on, if I cook on these dishes, we just had this conversation about how dishes drive me nuts. Take them out of here. I want paper plates for everything. We're going to eat our filet mignon, our prime rib, our crab legs, whatever it is, on paper plates. Because Donnie don't have time or the desire to wash dishes. David, I have washed so many dishes in my life growing up that I understand the experience. I know what that experience feels like. And I never need to have the experience again.
I already had the experience.
I've already had that experience. Get rid of the dang on dishes. Mm-hmm. Right? So what are these things that you're doing? So somebody would say, like, I know when I used to take sales calls, people would say, well, how much time does it take to finish the course? Because, you know, I go to work and I do this and then I work a second job. Okay, well, what are you doing on your drive to work? Can you listen to the course? Mm-hmm. What are you doing on your lunch break? Can you do the course?
You work 7 days a week.
Do you work 7 days a week?
If your boss told you to come in an hour early, you'd be there. What are we doing with the hour that our boss can just... If our boss told us to stay an hour late, say, yo, can you work till 6 o'clock? We'll give you time and a half. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's only an hour. Cool. Which means you got an hour. You got a little time. The question for you, Mark, would be, has anyone in your position that has a wife, 2.5 children, gone on to become a multimillionaire?
Has to be.
So we can't say you don't have time. You're just not using your time like the person that was in your position that got out of your position.
Just think strategically. Guys, we got to start thinking strategically. What could I be doing? What should I be doing? What have I been doing? Like, write down what you're doing right now and then circle the things that are providing no return value, no reciprocal value. So washing dishes. What value does that bring into the house? Clean dishes to eat on? Okay, great. Can we eat on clean plates another way that's not going to cost me the 45 minutes of time because 10 minutes to soak, 10 minutes to do that, I spill water on the floor and all this stuff. Like, what can we be doing with that time? Yeah. It takes some people days to do laundry. And it's a nightmare. You're now running around the house. You're looking for clothes. Okay. You got some clothes in the bed on that room. You got some clothes in the bed on this room.
Some of
the
clothes. Whites,
so you got a few whites. You still got some clothes in the dryer. So it just took you 30 minutes to find an outfit. Yo, get a housekeeper.
They got a service me and my wife use.
Or the laundry service.
They come to the crib, pick it up. A couple days later,
I think I gave Gray that service a couple years ago.
They fold the clothes.
They wash and fold. And it doesn't. People will say things. Somebody said to me before COVID, I used to get my laundry done a lot, right? Before COVID, I actually had my housekeeper only once a month because keeping my home clean wasn't the problem for me. I go through so many clothes, it was my laundry. So I had the laundry service. And one day I posted about this on Instagram. This is 2019. I posted about my laundry service on Instagram and somebody said, that's just a silly way to spend money. It has to cost so much. And I said, really, how much do you think it costs?
Which is the real, what do you think it costs?
What do you think it costs? They didn't even know.
Even thought about it.
They didn't know because they never even looked up what it cost to do laundry. For me at that time, it was like $45 or something like that. Do I have $45, right, to let these people come and pick up my dirty clothes, wash them, fold them, zip press them so they fit in the drawer so nicely. They're folded like I could never fold my clothes this way. I could never fit as many clothes in my drawer. But it cost me literally like $45 to do this. Whereas if I were responsible for doing laundry, it would take me the whole weekend. And then the clothes might not even get put up. So now, as a result of that,
so
I'm looking.
On the ironing board
they're sitting
long.
On the other. They're sitting on the empty bed in the other room, and now you know when you leave your clothes unfolded too long, they're wrinkled. So now, not only am I looking all over the house for these clothes, now I have to iron every darn thing. But if I had just paid the $45, mm-hmm. Now if I were doing that today, I would guaranteed be late for the podcast taping every single time. I have to pay Joe and David $50 a piece anytime that I'm late, right? That's $100. Is it worth me paying the laundry company $45 to save me $100 every single time I'm late to the podcast?
You're preaching good, Daddy. You're preaching good. You're preaching good. And let's say, for instance, it's going to take you a total of 5 hours, right? Total, just on a low end, you pick the clothes out, put them in a washing machine. You got to wait for that to be done. You put it in a dryer, you put another load in, wash it, fold it. All that. Let's just say it takes way longer than 5 hours, mm-hmm. but let's just say 5 hours. Would you work for $10 an hour?
No.
That's what you're doing every time you don't pay somebody the $45 to wash clothes.
And y'all know it's
taking you $5 to wash it, dry it, fold it, put it away, when you could really just pay $45, $50.
And God forbid you left the house forgetting there was clothes in the washing machine and you went to dinner and you got to come back and you don't even just wash it one time because that mildew smell is strong. You got to wash those clothes a good 2 times before they smell downy fresh.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times we're thinking, well, they do something different with their time. Okay, well, what are they doing different with their time and what parts of that can you do? Well, I don't have the money to spend on that. Well, you do, actually. How much does it cost? Do you even know how much it costs? Maybe you can't have a full-time laundry service and housekeeper, but you could just do the laundry service. Would getting 5 hours of your week back be valuable enough to you as a CEO to be able to go and build something else? Not to mention what it will save you in your utilities, the water costs, the electricity costs, the gas costs, if your hot water is heated up that way. Like, it all balances out in the wash. I have learned this year, because I have a strong issue with delegation, it is hard for me, even with people on my team. I have people who are salaried on my team and I still say, I'll just do it, right? I have learned this year, in the last 12 months, the importance of letting the professionals do what they are expert level at doing. Donnie, stop trying to do your bookkeeping. Stop trying to do your accounting. Stop trying to be your tech support. You suck personally at customer service. Like, let people do what they do. I am not the billing automations expert. Just hire somebody for that. I am not the sales flow expert. I am the sales expert. But I am not the expert at putting all the technology that has to happen around it. I now have a team for that, right? So I could do it. Could I get the result? Yes. It would take me 3 weeks to install all the technology myself. It would take the team that I've hired 3 hours.
100%. And I think even working in a company, so we can talk to Joe again. Just put the camera on yourself just so people can see you. So if I'm Joe, I'm here at the, you know, I'm doing the podcasting and switching. It was really cool because Joe, he had a dentist appointment
yesterday,
the other day, mm-hmm. and he got 2 other people to come record. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that is dope. Very innovative. First off, he's like, yo, I'm just going to get somebody to cover me. But I think he was thinking, I just need somebody to cover me because I have something to do. Mm-hmm. We know we have this opportunity with Patreon, mm. right? What we could do, if we are thinking like entrepreneurs, it's like, yo, how much does it cost for someone else to do that? And yeah, you could sell them on, you know, internership. You could sell them on, I don't know, an being opportunity or yeah, being in the room. And you might pay them $100. They'd be glad to spend a day recording, learning the skill for $100. But for that day, you're doing the behind the scenes, putting in the Patreon, sign up for Patreon. You might get an extra $150 in Patreon just from the constant promotion while we're doing this. Now you pay somebody $100, you get $150. This one day. But we understand that Patreon is recurring. Mm-hmm. But if we did that we record four days a month, that's $600 that you would make, $400 of it you pay out. but it's 600 total. Obviously, you get 30%. This, you know, $200 a month. But if you do that over a course of a few months, we grow it exponentially. But we got to start thinking past, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Some people just, it's their duty as a wife or as a husband. I'm supposed to be cleaning the house. My wife says, we're going to pay this house cleaner a couple times a month to come in because I need to spend my time and energy doing something else that's more important. I ain't say nothing to her about it. I'm like, yo, bet. I like how you're thinking.
There is no rule that says you have to be responsible for the doing.
100%.
You just have to be responsible for making sure it gets done.
All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Hmm? I don't have to show up and do anything in my business if I didn't want to. You don't have to show up and do anything. We just have to make sure it gets done. So if you are not building your business because you are a father of soon to be three and 3 days a week, it's your job to make sure the family is fed. Who you calling? Because it's not you. I'm not cooking. Not if me cooking means that I can't put my family in a better position. Yeah. You mean to tell me I can't build a 6 or 7 figure business because dinner on the table 3 days a week is holding me back? Then somebody else got to come and get dinner off my hands. And I'm not going to put it on my significant other because dinner on the table these 3 days a week is my responsibility. I'm going to be strategic and I'm going to think about how I can make it happen, whether that's picking up salads on the way home for everyone or Instacarting a meal from the store that's already done, or maybe I have a couple extra dollars this week. I'll have somebody meal prep, whatever the case may be. But I'm not letting three, because it's more than three dinners. Mm-hmm. It's the grocery shopping time. It's the putting up groceries, cleaning up the kitchen, cooking the dinner, prepping the dinner, serving the dinner, then cleaning those dishes. This is a whole production. And if that's the only thing keeping you away from building your business, you don't have a time problem. You have a strategy problem.
Yep, 100%. And so, in to you, Mark, it's just, and I don't, he cleans up our audio and does the video stuff, but I don't pay you because you're the only person that can do that. I pay you because I like working with you. But there are services that we can send the audio to and they'll do what they call it, like professional audio mixing, cleaning up. If I were you, I'd find a company to do that. If I were you. Now, you don't have to tell me, hey, Dave, I'm going to get this one company. You take some of the money that I pay you and you have them do that. You find a company that works and you have them do that. So the question is, are you okay making less money?
To get my time back, yeah.
To get your time back.
Yes.
And if you're okay with that, you can continue that process of making less money, get more time. But you got more things that you can do because you can have more like projects going on at the same time. While you're doing what you do.
You could have three Social Proof podcasts as a client. Yeah, three clients just like this. We don't know the difference because your responsibility is just to give back a mixed, edited podcast. Sound edited podcast. Sure.
I'm telling you right now, if I were in your position, let's say we were neighbors, same city, same situation, 2.5 kids, same money, same everything, I would be out of that situation before you. It ain't the time. I'm talking about everything that you got going on. I had it going on too. I'm your neighbor. I'm telling you, I'll be out of that situation before you. Here's what's cold. There are some people in my particular situation that will be out of my situation faster than I would. They'll run their business up to 10 million, 20 million before me because it's something about the person they become. The books that they're reading, the audios that they're listening to, the time they're thinking, like thinking strategically. And I'm just trying, my goal is to get to be the person that I'm going to be faster. Eventually I'll be there. Like if you asked me 10 years ago, would I be here? I'd say yes, eventually. I wouldn't have thought it would take 10 years. But the person that I see in my head, the things I accomplish, my objective is to be the person faster. And then I'll have the thing that that person has faster. I want to be me in 5 years next year. But I got to figure out what that person does. How do I think in 5 years? Mm-hmm. What type of network do I have in 5 years? What am I not afraid of in 5 years? There's some stuff that I'm afraid of right now. What are the things that in 5 years, I'm not going to procrastinate on the stuff that I procrastinate on now. 5 years ago, there's a lot of things that I would procrastinate on that I don't procrastinate on now. But I still have the same problem, just at a higher level. And there's another level of me. And I just need to be there. But you reading the book of the month that we read? Book Club? Y'all here with me? We got to read the books. We got to listen to the audios. We got to, we have to like continue to personally develop. And then we'll get there faster. And maybe some people don't even have the vision of who they desire to be. They just want to do better than they're doing right now, mm-hmm. which isn't a strong goal.
Yeah. Personal development is key.
We have two people to fight today. Isn't that cool? Normally, it's just Joe.
I know.
Normally, we jump Joe. You might still get beat up, but at least if you got your friend with you taking half of the blows, it's a little easier.
Did you get something from this today, Mark?
Yeah, I did. Of course
light?
I did.
Like?
I think strategy also... What system am I going to put in place?
Okay, let me ask you differently. Let me reframe my question.
Go for it.
After today's conversation, what are you going to start doing differently immediately?
Immediately? The first thing is what you had went over in terms of writing down everything that I could be doing for my family and the time.
Don't write it for too long now.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, too.
I know that.
Okay, cool.
I'll be writing too
long. I appreciate that, Joe. Yeah. So that way I can be, because of course, my thing is being
present.
Hold on,
stop right there, because this is the part, and this is why Joe is saying that, because every time I've talked to Joe for months now, Joe is constantly writing it down. Mm. And while I am a serious advocate of writing it down, I think I have to have a follow-up question. How long is it going to take you to write it down? Mm.
I would say, I don't know.
You don't have to answer it right now. Just
yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
People will have these ongoing writing sessions and end up doing no work. Seriously, you'll constantly be writing stuff down. How long will it take you to start writing and then executing? Once you have something on paper, what's your turnaround time in terms of starting on the actual work? Because you'll be writing. We're constantly writing. I write something every single day that could make me better, that could save me more time, that could do whatever, a to-do list, a kill it list, a crush it list, whatever that thing is. But am I just writing down one ongoing thought? Where am I actually going to do the work? So now when I am writing, like when I'm journaling, because I could go on and on and on and so long that it carries over into time that I could be doing something else. I have 20 minutes to journal, max. That's it. 20 minutes to journal max, because for me, I need 30 minutes. 20 of that time, I'm going to journal and plan. The other 10 times, I'm going to pin it into my calendar so I can execute. 20 minutes writing, 10 minutes pinning it into my calendar or planning, if you want to use that word. And then once it's on my calendar, it's done.
Well,
no, it's whatever you need.
Okay. Here's what I would hope you take away even further is not even what to do, but who are you going to become after this conversation? The conversation we had with Joe, we didn't even tell him to do nothing, but he felt something and said, "Yeah." Here's what's crazy. So he reactivated his program with you, got a coach. We didn't tell him to do none of that stuff. Mm-mm. The focus was, who are you going to become after this? Is it going to be the same Mark? Is it going to be the same Joe? Am I going to be the same David? When, like, if I get some information from somebody, am I the same person? If I walked away with just the stuff to do, I failed. Because it's still me doing the thing. I need to operate at a higher level. So you might be a sixth grader playing basketball, but somebody gives you some moves to do, like I don't know, when I was a kid, the Allen Iverson joint came out. We tried to do the move after school. But I haven't grown to the level of maturity to be able to do it effectively. So I'll be able to do it outside, but I'm not going to do it in the game because I haven't become something different. I'm just doing a new move. So hopefully, and this is, I've changed, ever since that, I literally changed up my coaching style since we left that event. Where my goal is to penetrate the heart of the person that I'm talking to, not just the hands trying to affect what they do. I need you to feel something. I need you to realize something. I need you to like walk away and say, yo, this old me cannot survive in this world that I'm going to. So that would be my biggest hope for you is, even, you know, you live in California, you come out here to record, we'll do it once a month. And I want you to get on the plane different. I want your wife to say, yo, something's different about you.
And I like it.
I like it.
Let's start on 4, and I haven't even had number 3.
My wife did, she can't, it was so dope. For my birthday, she had 37 reasons that she loves me. And she had like little sticky notes and they like all around the house, like in leading up to the bedroom, real nasty. So one of them was, I love how you're consistent. Another one was, I love that you read every morning. It wasn't like the stuff that I do for her. I mean, it was a lot of, maybe out of 37, there's like 25 of the things that I do. But I was so impressed with that other list because she's noticing something different about me. Like people are watching that. Yo, I like how she said something like, I like your emotional control or something like that. You don't get too riled up. You don't get angry. And I'm like, yo, you're noticing me being something different, not doing something different. Mm-hmm. Not, I like that you brought me flowers. I see how you control your emotions. I like that. Mm. I love how your dedication to personal development, how you're growing as a man. I like that.
Last time I was here, in the course of 6 months, I've seen, even me and Don has had a conversation, I think me and Joe as well, of your leadership has grown to another level. Thank God. Way better. Like your communication, your approach, it's been a lot better. Like I'll working give you that 100%.
Working on it. Becoming something different.
Becoming. That's the word. That's been my word for a minute. Last year, my word was intentionality. This year, my word is becoming. Mm-hmm. I am becoming.
You get all the stuff that comes with becoming something different. Mm-hmm. You just start getting phone calls of just...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's going to be a combination. Maybe it'll be a phrase, because I love the word intentionality is so important. Intentional is just so important. Maybe I'm intentionally becoming.
Mm.
That's what it is for this. for the whole year. That was, yeah, I was intentional about every single thing that I did last year. And I'm still intentional. I will always be intentional. But it's not about the result of the thing that's happening around me. It's about now who I'm becoming. And that's the thing. Like, I wish we learned that before we chased the money. Because we've all chased the money. We've both chased the money. And then you get it. And it's like, it's still not fulfilling because though you earned the money, you didn't become something in the process. What didn't I become? Why do I still not feel validated? What's still missing for me? And it's usually tied down to who you needed to become as a person. Some people will go out there and they'll make a ton of money. They'll make the $5 million, $10 million and end up broke. They didn't become a person who could handle and be a steward of $5 million or $10 million, mm-hmm. right? Some people will make all this money and they'll keep all the money and have a 99% profit in their business, but they're still miserable and unhappy because maybe their home life sucks. Well, they didn't become the person who could contribute to a better home life or who was strong enough to make a decision to make serious changes in their home life, right? So intentionally becoming is my phrase of the year.
This was so good.
This was good.
This was good.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
Do you have one for the year?
Oh, community. Well, in terms of like, I haven't decided in terms of that, but my word for the year is community. So our objective is 10,000 people in the morning meetup. I have to hurry up and become a better marketer.
Becoming.
I have to hurry up and become a better leader.
Becoming.
I got to become a better strategist.
Becoming. Whatever it is that you want to do, this is what you should have just taken from that is whatever the goal is, whether it's 10,000 people or $10,000, you have to become.
For sure. Right now, I don't have that because I haven't grown to the level of the person who can accomplish it, one. And two, I probably wouldn't be able to handle it today.
Yo, do you know how you'd be walking around right now if you had 10,000 people in your paid community?
Give me 12 months. I'll show you.
I can't wait to see it.
I'll show you. I'll show you how I want.
Dave in 2019 with 10,000 people in his community.
I lose my mind. I lose my marriage because I'm doing too much. So I probably try to figure out how to do it myself. Yeah. Nah. Yep. All right.
This was good stuff.
Yeah, this was good. All right. This episode is sponsored by The Morning Meetup, themorningmeetup.com, the only organization that gathers every single day as entrepreneurs should. I believe you're going to be a successful entrepreneur. You need a community of other entrepreneurs. It's the only way this thing works, okay? And we have 400 to 600 people on The Morning Meetup every morning. That's just the people that actually show up every single morning. Where else would you go
to find
that many people that you can connect with every day?
I can't think of a
place. Without fail. And get some information from a pretty good coach and a group of coaches. Anyone in my network that have become successful, 95% of them have been on The Morning Meetup. So you'll get to meet all the people that are, you know, just in my circle, man. So send me a text message. I'd love to connect with you. 404-737-4935. 404-737-4935. I'll be sending out my thoughts, my ideas, my concepts. The things that are on my heart and on my mind on a regular basis. So go to themorningmeetup.com. All right? Wiggins.
This episode is also brought to you by Post to Paid. It is the dopest community for entrepreneurs who are struggling to create content consistently, content that creates or content that connects and content that converts to cash. Listen, you don't have to be overwhelmed by posting on social media. You don't have to be stressed out about why your content isn't working or making you any money. I am giving you 3 posts a day to post every single day so that you can show up, be valuable, and be consistent with organic social media marketing. It's $37 a month.
Mm.
And I'm giving you your first 7 days for just $1. If you pay that $1 and you love it after 7 days, you keep it and you move on and pay $37 a month. If in the first couple of days you don't like it, you quit. You just $1, right? Fair. Anyway, to join Post to Pay, text Post to Paid to 404 737-2767. And this episode is brought to you by Six Figure Accelerator. It is the program that I have put together for those of you who are like, hey, Donnie, I want to be coached by you. I want my own course, my own coaching program, my own consulting program. I can't coach everybody. I just can't. Okay. But everybody has an opportunity to get their hands on my Six Figure Accelerator program, where we develop coaches and consultants, creators, anybody in the information or service space from scratch, the total blueprint. And all you have to do to access that is go to sixfigureedu.com. That's sixfigureedu.com. Just hit me up, text, go to the website, whatever it is. We drop gems, both of us do, on a regular basis. So you should be texting me, texting David, subscribing to the Social Proof Podcast, sharing the Social Proof Podcast, and rating the Social Proof Podcast. Right now. We're about to have an amazing 2022. So don't go far away, because we are looking for thousands of you guys to bring along with us.
Let's get it. We out here. Peace.
David Shantz presents to you the Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Shantz himself. That's right. This is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. themorningmeetup.com.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.